Episode 3164, Show Me the Way.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary because God has something in store for you. So I want you to open up your heart, get sweet spirit inspiration, and show me the way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you know, as I think about all that's happening in our world today, there's a lot. And then I go and I think, well, what's going on in your life? What's going on in my life? Because sometimes we don't see the world for what it is because we're caught up in our own stuff. I want to read to you Psalm chapter 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. You see, David's writing this psalm here. And he's after God's heart. And I think it's interesting how we get up in the morning. How did you rise this morning? Were you one that was just kind of grumpy? You put your feet to the floor and you're like, oh man, I don't know. Or did you just jump out of bed like, I've got so much energy, I cannot wait for what's in store for me? Now notice on both of those situations, I didn't mention anything about God. And I think regardless of what's happening, if we're real, very rarely do we wake up and say, okay, Lord, I'm here. What do you have for me today? How do you need me to show up? Because what if we were to do that? Do you think that would change your positioning in your everyday? Because in the midst of life storms, right, we can often find ourselves feeling lost, searching for guidance and reassurance. And like I mentioned before, right, David, a man after God's own heart, sought daily affirmation of God's love and direction. And like him, you too can turn to your Heavenly Father, seeking his divine path in moments of doubt and uncertainty. So as you embark on this journey, remember the powerful prayer and the cry that David made every morning, God, show me the way. You see, this plea is not a passive request, though. And I think sometimes when we're communicating with God or how we pray to him, it's like, okay, it's just like it goes up in the cloud, so to speak. And we don't know where it goes, but somehow God gets it. And then, well, what's next? Like, I don't get the lightning strike. I don't get the burning bush. I don't get the parted Red Sea. I get to think and ponder. I have to figure it all out. Open door, closed door. Do I need to push a little harder? What do I do? When you ask God, show me the way, and when David would cry out to God in this regard, it was an active declaration of his dependence on God. And if you do the same, then it's an active declaration of your dependence on God. And that signifies your willingness to act, to make decisions, and to move forward in the direction that he points, which means sometimes, yes, taking risks. Just as David found comfort and strength in perceiving God's love as the morning light that breaks through the darkest night, you too desire to experience his love at the start of each day. And so if you're one who says, I want that, well, then let the words resonate deeply within your soul, reminding you of the need of God's constant love and guidance. Show me the way, Lord. Show me. Where am I supposed to go? By seeking God's love in the morning, you embody his presence, regardless of the challenges you face. Remember, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit resides within you, my friend, as a believer, as a Christian. And those little nudges that you feel, sometimes even the butterflies, everybody describes it differently because it's our unique relationship with our Heavenly Father because of Jesus Christ, because of God the Son, All right, God the Father sent God the Son. And because God the Son was crucified and rose again 3 days later, then we now have God the Holy Spirit, who then resides within us, which means we are the temple of God. And we've got to care for ourselves in mind, body, and spirit. But what are we doing in the mornings? We're waking up, we put our feet to the floor, and we're frustrated. We can't figure out if we're coming or going. And we start our day off grumpy or fussy. Sometimes we kind of put a smile on our face, but then we make up an excuse. Oh, it's just my personality. This is just how I am. Really? I mean, what if God told you that? Well, this is just how God is. How do you think you would respond? Now, I want you to really think about that, because we got to wrap our earthly logic around that, and that's hard to do. Imagine God's love as a guiding force, a compass pointing you in the right direction. With his love as your true north, you can navigate the uncertainties of life with confidence and peace. You can take a deep breath. So whether you're struggling with personal setbacks or facing difficult decisions, maybe you've got a medical challenge, maybe you're one who says, gosh, I'm struggling right now in my marriage. I'm having issues with my kids. I can't find the job I want. I'm not getting paid how I want to get paid. I don't feel like I'm climbing the ladder of success. Whatever it is that you're feeling, overwhelmed by the weight of the world, God's love is ever present, my friend, ready to illuminate the path before you. Cry out, show me the way, Lord. Show me the way. You see, because when you acknowledge your dependence on God and actively seek his guidance, you open yourself up to what God has in store for you. His love is not merely a source of comfort, but a catalyst for growth, for transformation and purpose. God has placed a call on your life. Think about that. How many times have you been told you have a calling? But then you're like, I don't really understand it. Okay, well, let's put it in basic terms. A calling, your purpose here on earth. Now, we have a heavenly purpose, a divine purpose. And that's to know God and to glorify him, period, end of story. All of us have that purpose. But that's our divine purpose. Okay, that's from heaven. If you want to look at our earthly purpose, what we're supposed to be doing while we're here on earth, yes, fulfilling our heavenly purpose, then it's our calling, what we're supposed to do, our outreach. And some people would say, well, is it our ministry? Not necessarily. It's given to each of us differently. My husband is doing exactly what he has been called to do by God. It is absolutely incredible. And I remind him of that at least once a week, sometimes a little bit more. And actually, I probably should remind him every day. But you see, we let our crap get in the way. Oh, sorry, our CRAP get in the way, right? And we sit here and we fuss and we have our adult temper tantrums. And we're like, Lord, why me? And God's like, well, why not me? And we don't understand that we're pushing him away, when really we need to be drawing him closer. Lord, show me the way. So as you submit yourself to his will, you'll discover that his plans for you are far greater than anything you could ever imagine. And when you are in those times of darkness or doubt or pain and hurt, you're struggling, you've got your struggles and your troubles, hold fast to David's prayer and make it your own. Just as he trusted in God's unfailing love, so too can you embrace his divine gift of love and grace as you follow his lead, God's lead. So start each day by whispering, Lord, show me the way. And I love to add, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I've always used that verse. I do not know why, that one. I love that. And then make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Now I could go on. I don't know why I memorized Psalm 100, but I did. And that's been with me. And the first one was Psalm 118, verse 24. And those are my cries, my prayers to God, my hello, how are you? I come in here to you and it's happy day. Because I don't want to say, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? I mean, that's kind of boring, right? I want to be alive because I'm telling you right now, my friend, a lot of us are living life as if God is dead. Let that sink in for a moment. I don't want you to let another day go by and miss a moment that God has planned for you because your eyes were closed. And I'm not just talking about your physical eyes. I'm talking about your heart, your spirit. What does God want to show you that you're ignoring or that you're afraid of? Maybe you don't want to face it because you're like, I don't know what's on the other side, Christiane. Let me tell you, it's probably better than you can ever imagine. Now, is it going to be easy to get there? Nope. Sometimes getting to the land of milk and honey is not an easy trip. 40 years in the wilderness. But is it worth it? Let me just say, amen. 1,000% it is. So start each day with a beautiful whisper. Lord, show me the way. Lord, show me the way, for this is the day that you have made. I want to rejoice and be glad in it. Let his love be the beacon that guides you, the compass that steers you, and the pillar of strength that sustains you. And in this surrender, not the surrender of, I'm only going to give you a part, Lord. You're going to know that God's alive in you, so you're going to give him 100% of yourself. And when you do that, you'll find the freedom, the purpose, your calling, and an unbreakable connection with your risen Lord and Savior. Embrace his love, my friend, for it is the key that unlocks the doors of your heart and leads you on the journey he's planned for you. Go in peace and serve. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.